There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that says the following. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how many sudas is a person mechuyev to eat on Shabbos Kodesh? So the Gemara brings over there a shayla, if it's three or if it's four. The Maisa we paskin, let's learn from the pasuk, and we paskin that you need three sudas on Shabbos. How do we know you need three sudas on Shabbos? So the pasuk says, no, that's my because I'm Muslim. Says the pasuk, we bow that the pasuk says, and we know this out. Shkoyed, we don't mind to close the door when you come in. That'll be kavaldik. The pasuk says after you come in. The pasuk says that it says hayom in the pasuk three times when it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, from each hayom, we learn out there has to be one su'udah. There are three times hayom, and therefore lemaisa, it's about the three Su'udas on Shabbos, and that's how the Rambam paskins the halacha lemaisa. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Reish Lakish Aleph in Aruch Chaim. Avada and avada, there is a chiyuv for a person to eat gimel su'udos on Shabbos Kodesh. And I wanted to speak the ikkah about this at this time of year, where the Shabbosim get a little bit shorter. By the time you finish your, you know, your lunch, your Shabbos Suda on Shabbos day, it's kamat, ready time, you know, for Shalashudas or Mincha, whatever it may be, for after the Shlof, depending how long it was. So mainly it comes at Shalashudas is a time that people sort of don't get round to at this time of the year. So I thought it's a time that a person, we can mechazik ourselves in this wonderful chiyuv, in this wonderful mitzvah that a person can gain at this time. Chazal tell us an unbelievable thing. There's a Gemara in Shabbat of Kufit Chasam al Aleph that says an unbelievable reward. What is a person reward? What is the reward that a person get when he eats Shalashudas? Says the Gemara, you're matzel from three terrible things. Number one, Milchemes Goig Umagoig. Number two, Dino Shel Gehenim. And number three, Chevloi Shel Mashiach. So whatever those three are, and whatever madrega they are, when a person is mekayim and he eats shalosh shudas, and he eats all three su'udas, he gets, number one, a wonderful mitzvah, because it's a mitzvah from a chuy, it's a chiv, we'll see beis Hashem how much is the obligation, we'll see how much a person has to eat, we'll see what time he has to eat, we'll see what happens if he's too full, how much can he eat in order to be yaitza. This beis Hashem will go as we go on.
Can I ask you a side point? You said it saves it from Gehenim and this.
Dinah shel Gehenim.
Then you do the next thing and you automatically...
This is the famous kasha. This is the famous kasha. You're asking, we're not going to get into all this ashkofa inyan. Oh, but the maisa, what it means is, like the Gemara says that if a person reads Kriya Shema and he's medactic in every word of Kriya Shema, they cool off Gehenim for him. They turn the temperature a little bit down.
You know
a little
why?
Bit cooler.
Why?
Right? Why?
Because the guy's so medactic, he's bothering his friend.
You heard that from Rabbi Reisman. Okay. Let's move on.
I have a side question. When you say Shalashudas, you mean the last
Suda? Oh, we're going to speak it out. Pashas, we mean the last Suda, but let's speak it out because it's not Pashas at all. Okay. So one thing is clear. The wonderful mitzvah that a person gets is, he gets saved from all these terrible zach, and therefore a person should try to become Shalash, Suudais, Sudashlishis, whatever you want to call it. And we'll speak that out. Is it a Chiyiv Doraisa, or is it a Chiyiv Durabbanan? Come on, we're showing him hold that we're dealing over here with the Chiyiv Min HaTorah. It's a chiv in a Torah. The Uraim brings it. The Machzivitri, right? The Levush brings it. La Locha. That it could be that we're dealing that Shalashudas is a Shaila of a Raisa. Now the Maisa Navada we paskin that it's going to go to din of an Issa of a Durabonon, and that's the Maisa the Maril, the Kiryat Sefer, Mabush Yontov, the Shabbos, the Rabbah, the Prima Gordon, Bukhi Yosef, and that's the Maisa the Psa of the Mishnah Berurah La Locha in Reish Lakish Aleph that Avada that Shalashudas is a chiv midurabonon. That's one thing we have to know. Why is it that there's no bracha on Shalashudas? If it's such an important obligation, it's the same obligation as anything else, the chayav should be a bracha. Right, so there's many different tirutzim into this, I'm not going to go into it right now, but the post can say it's like dalad kosis, but we don't do it all together, and therefore we the person can't make a bracha on it. Or for example, sometimes we'll see there are certain times that a person is exempt from the mitzvah. If a person is stuffed, imamish is so stuffed that if he will eat, push an achil al gasa. Mamish, it doesn't work. We'll see Be'ez Hashem what the shear is. The Maisa, for him, he doesn't have to eat Shalashudas. So remember about this sometimes, that it's chayim, and sometimes you're pata, and other sometimes you've got no obligation. In that case, they cannot mechayim a bracha for something like that. Okay. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, very interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be mashma that a person requires kavanah. You need intention specifically to mechayim this wonderful mitzvahs, and I'm from the reason why it's a big avichas. Sorry?
Erev Yom Kippur.
That's something else. That's a different mitzvah. That's a Shalabu Dereisa.
Says the Shulchan Aruch, Lashon Shulchan Aruch Rabbeisai, Yizohir Ma'oid Lekayim Sudish Lishis. Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Zohir Ma'oid. The Sha'ed is what's going on over here. We never found such a Lashon in Shulchan Aruch by many other things. We don't find, for example, by lighting menorah by Hanukkah, Zohir Ma'oid to make sure you do Hanukkah. Zohir Ma'oid to make sure you daven with the mitzvah. All these sorts of things, we don't find Zohir Ma'oid. What's the pshat? All of a sudden over here comes the Halachas of Shalosh Chodesh Koich, and the Maisa we find that there is an Indian of Zohir Ma'oid, that a person should be extra careful. The Shaila, why should a person be extra careful? So, the Maisa we have a few different pshatim. The Bach, which is brought down in the Kaf HaChaim, says like this. What is Shalosh Chodesh? A person, for example, stuffs himself, eats all the geschmackazak on Friday night, Shabbos lunch, Shabbos Suda, he's already mamishy stuff. But it comes to Shalosh Chodesh, he's posha not hungry anymore. He's posha not hungry. Zog the Bach, Zohi Meroi, be very careful, or Chocham Eino Bereishoi. You've got to be a very clever person, that when you're eating the Suda, and you know that in an hour and a half's time, you're going to have to eat Shalosh Chodesh, Chocham Eino Bereishoi means, think about it, Bishas, when you're eating the Shabbos Suda originally, and save yourself a little bit of space in order to make sure that you have a chiv and you eat properly Shalosh Chodesh.
A lot of times I'm not full, I just ate the whole Shabbos.
We're going to get to that. But we're just explaining why it says Yizoy Ma'oid. It says Yizoy Ma'oid because something has, a person has to be, and there's a person in Alocha. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish, and the Arabic in Alocha. That a person has to be a Chochav in the Bereisho. He has to have his eyes in his noodle. Why? Because if he once comes to Shabbos Suda, he's stuffing himself with the liver and the cholent and alagat his achan. When it comes to the Shalosh Chodesh, he's stuffed. But if a clever person realizes, in an hour and a half's time, I've got to eat Shalosh Chodesh, no, maybe I won't have all of the 16 desserts that the hotel are offering on the dessert table over there. I'll have only 14 in order to give myself a little bit of space for the Shalosh Chodesh. So the Maase again, this is a psak in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not giving you Musa, I'm not giving you Ashkofa, this is a psak, la locha, la Maase, from the Heilige Rav, from Tzvas. Let me get weiter. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens, like Pesach said, you come to Shalosh Chodesh, you can't even move. You can't even get out the front door, you can't get up your chair. You're stuffed to the brim of all the food. What's the halacha? Zug the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to eat. Why? Because it was given the tainuk. It was given for a geshmak. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wants a person to suffer. And therefore, if by eating Shalosh Chodesh, you are poshut going to suffer, it's going to be a tzar for you. It was the tainuk, nitna v'loy, the tzar. It was given to have a geshmak, to eat, to enjoy. So for you, it's not going to be an enjoyment of faket. It's more the time for you not to eat Shalosh Chodesh. Then the halacha is that avada, you're not chayiv and faket. It's a shayla v'achila gasa, and therefore you should not eat. You should not eat Shalosh Chodesh again. Again, this is all b'di'evit. L'chatchila chochav einu b'reishu, you're supposed to think about it b'shalas ma'isa. Says the Yisoid v'sheirish v'avoida. Unbelievable, what's he doing over here in the Shalosh Chodesh halacha shit? Says the Yisoid v'sheirish v'avoida, even during Shalosh Chodesh, a person is supposed to be a chochav einu b'reishu. Why? Malava Malka. Coming up soon is Malava Malka. You're going to stuff yourself with Shalosh Chodesh. Nagei also, during the winter, for example, where you've got a long Shabbos, and you eat Shalosh Chodesh sometimes 6, 7, 8 o'clock at night, right? Comes Malava Malka, you're stuffed already. So again, even during Shalosh Chodesh itself, you're supposed to make sure that you have enough space in order to eat Malava Malka.
Yeah. You have to do Malava Malka.
We're going to get to Malava Malka. Different shit. It's a whole different chiv, it's a whole different unbelievable, and protection we'll see from all the wonderful things. We're going to get to it. By what? By Malav Malka or by Shalosh Chodesh? Avadi or by Malka? Avadi, what's the Shaila? Okay, I didn't realize that was a Shaila Bechlau. How much? And washing? Oh, that we're going to get to. We'll get to by Shalosh Chodesh also. One by one, we'll go through Shabbos, then we'll get to Motor Shabbos, maybe we'll do Havdol in the middle, that way very geschmack. A very interesting Shaila. There's a sefer called Bishvili HaMinig, and he brings down, why does the world call it Shalosh Seudos, or Shaloshidus? Why isn't it called Seuda Shlishis? It's the third Suda. It's the third Suda. Why does everyone call it Shalosh Chodesh? Listen to what he says. The Welt calls it Shalosh Chodesh. What's the pshat? So he says, right? So what's the pshat? Pshat is azoy, very simple. He says like this. He says, when a person eats Friday night meal, why is he eating it? Because he pushed it hungry. Friday, he didn't eat a single thing. Comes Friday night, he pushed it starving. So he's eating it because it's Shabbos? No, he's eating it because he's hungry. Comes Shabbos day, after Azar, 3-4 hour davening, moving to davening, comes back, mom, the smell. Why is he eating right now? Because it's Shabbos? No, because it's hungry.
Shalosh Shonos, why is he eating? Because he's hungry?
Huh?
No way. He's eating because the Rabbeinu Shlulim told me I've got to do this. Zogdeh Bishvili Aminig Amantav Pshat. Why is it called Shalosh Shudas? Because this Suda is Megaladas Lemafreya. That all the Sudas that you ate on Shabbos, you would have eaten even if you were not hungry. Right? The fact that you're hungry, in a chanami, that was the mitzias. But just like I'm eating this Suda when I'm not hungry, but I'm doing it up for peaking because the Rabbeinu Shlulim suffered me to do so. The made of the other two also. So we call it Shalosh Shudas because it's got the shame of all three. It's Kiilu now I've given a hechsher to all three to be a real Sudas of Shabbos and I get schar for all of the three Sudas of Shabbos. It's a Santa Pshat, right?
What do you do in the summer months?
Yeah,
what do you mean? And Hanami, it varies. A lot of it varies. Say that. And those people sometimes eat even later. The Sudas changes even longer. Okay, we can miss out of it. Let me get back. There's a Ben Ish-Chai. There's a Ben Ish-Chai that has a kasha on the Gemara. The Gemara asked the kasha, come, as soon as there's a person chayiv to eat, so the Gemara, three. Says the Ben Ish-Chai, I don't understand poshut pshat in the Gemara. Why didn't the Gemara just say, Tanu Rabbanon, chayiv adam to eat three sudas a day on Shabbos? Why did they have to ask a kilu? There's a shayla, how many? The answer is three. What's going on over here?
Says
the, no. Says the Ben Ish-Chai, Mamash Amodik Psha, I just saw Mamash Amodik this today. He said like this, because if the Rabbanu would say, oh, how many sudas do you have to eat? Three. That means that what? Each one is a separate mitzvah. And if each one is a separate mitzvah, no, so you get schar in every single one. Or but it comes over here, and he wants the taina, how many sudas you have to eat? Three. Why? Because only when you eat three are you yotza all of them. The remainders of the Ben Ish-Chai. If a person would eat two sudas, about is not yotza. But it's only when he eats the third one. And we're holding now by Shalosh Shudas, he's eating now the third one. Now he's becoming the ganze mitzvah, and he's becoming his chiyuv of eating Shalosh Shudas. Okay, come again, Vaitah. Now, avada, the suda should be a proper suda. It should be a table that's set nicely, like the poskim say. It's got to be a kavurtika suda, a nice kishmaka suda, not just, you know, eat a roll of bread and off you go. It's got to be something choshek. Okay. What's the shear of the suda? The hainu. How much do you have to eat in order to be yotza the chiv, in order to be yotza your obligation of Shalosh Shudas? So Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that Be'etzem, you're supposed to eat a little bit more than a kibetza. A little bit more than a kibetza. Again, we have two shiurim, we have a kizayis, we have a kibetza. A kibetza is much bigger than a kizayis. And never the post can say a little bit more than a kibetza. Right? As I pass in the Ramban, the Rashba, sorry? It's quite a bit. Let's say like this. A kizayis is be'erech the size of a matchbox. Very small. Like a rogalach, three quarters of a rogalach. Mashuk gazet. So a kibetz is much bigger than that.
How much?
I don't know exactly, but it's much bigger than that.
Less.
Much more. More.
15?
I don't know exactly the measurement, but it's more than that. So the shayla everybody asks is, how is it that a Shalosh Shudas is more machme than Friday night? Friday night, how much do you have to go eat? Mzachya? Kizayis. All of a sudden over here, you have to eat what? A kibetz? So what's going on? Here we're more machme than Friday night. So the mice, again, many priests come ask the kasha. The Maisa, there's many tivutzim. One teretz is a vada, that if a person gets full from a kazayas, then he is yotzim in the Torah. For example, the mitzvah din, a kazayas is enough, but mitzvah in a muvcha to eat more, or maybe the kazayas only coming because of a kiddush makom suda, but a vada mitam, the actual suda of Shabbos is meant to eat more. The halacha lemaisa, if a person, this is vein again, if a person is stuck, he's poshut full, but he wants to become the mitzvah of a peking. How much should he eat? Lechatchila a kebeitza. Bidi evet, if he ate a kazayas pas, he's 100% yotza bidi eved. You can be motza, and that's the ma'aser, the psak of the Rav Shulchan Aruch. That's the psak of the Chaya Odom. That's the Bach. That's the Mishnah Berurah. That avada person bidi eved can be mekel, and he can have one kazayis a pas, and he can be mekel. But we'll speak about the pas in. Does he dafka have to have bread? Can he have other things? This we'll get to.
What do you mean, Rav Shulchan?
The grass.
Yeah. He wrote the
yeah, he wrote a different version of Shulchan Aruch, which a lot of Hasidim go with. Okay.
It's called the Rav Shulchan Aruch,
or the Graz, and Mishabur refers to it many, many times. Except for one time. Okay, now, the Ma'ase Hazay, what is the Zman of the Suda? When do we start having the obligation? When can you start eating Shalosh Shudas? The Shail is extremely Negeya when, for example, you have Erev Yom Tov, or Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, when you've got a problem of not eating too much too late in the day, so you have to figure out when is the earliest time that a person can wash for Shalosh Shudus. So the Maisa, the Ikka Zman of Shalosh Shudus is Zman Mincha. Zman Mincha is Be'erach 6.5 hours into the day. That's the Maisa, what Tosfos tells us in Shabbos, Tavkuf Yud Ches, and that's the Shittus of the Rambam, the Rosh, the Magid Mishnah, the Chai Odom, Ben Yeruchim, the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, the Radbaz, B'chole B'chole, that all Paskan Avada from Zman Mincha is the time. Can a person start before? For example, can a person start, but even before Chatzos? Now, how about if a person starts before Chatzos and he continues all the way weiter after Chatzos? Lemaisa, he's Yaitse. Why? Because he ate after Chatzos. And the Ikka that we do and we done is when he eats, not the beginning of the Suda, not when he washed and made the Hamoitzi. See, as long as he actually ate after Chatzos, he's going to be Yaitse. But again, a Chatzchila, a person should try and Bedafka start Shalosh Shudos after 6.5 hours. Now, again, if you do it way before that, it could be a Pasha not Yaitse. Right, so this is going to be nafkamina when it falls on an Erev Yontov, right? Erev Pesach, for example, where you've got to have Shalosh Shudos, so you can't have it too late in the day, because it's Erev Yontov, you're not allowed to have a Suda too late in the day. But mainly what we do is we have it earlier on. A person should be careful to make sure L'chol HaPochas, it's after Chatzos, or even if he starts before Chatzos, he should continue at least after Chatzos, he can aim to be Yetzer this Shita. The Shaila, does he have to daven Mincha or not? Is there an Indian to daven Mincha before Shalosh Shudos or after Shalosh Shudos or no preference whatsoever? So the Torah brings a Shittus Rabbeinu Tam. That is very interesting. He said over there, Torah brings Rabbeinu Tam. He would not eat on Shabbos Kodesh between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Right? What's the pshat? Yudua. Everybody knows the famous medrash. There's a medrash that says, if a person drinks Bein HaShmoshos, ki ilu goizel min ha-meisim. He's stealing from the dead people. What's the pshat? Because the dead people, what they're doing during this time, during Shabbos Kodesh, they're going to the, they're cooling off. They're cooling off in the water before going back to Gehenna. So you're ki'ilu making Shabbos go out earlier, and therefore you're making them go to Gehenna early. So goizel min ha mason. As I state in the Medrash, Rabbeinu Tam brought down the Torah, brings this reason. Says the Ramah, because of this Rabbeinu Tam, people don't eat Shalosh Shudos between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and they eat it before Mincha. Not to eat between Mincha and Ma'ariv. As I state already the Ramah. La halacha le maisa, whether we pass it, as I pass the Ramah, it's better to eat Shalosh Shudos after Mincha. Right, it's enough to mean when a person davens a mincha early, or wants to eat Shalosh Shudos early before going to mincha, whatever it may be. L'chatchila, l'chatchila, says the Ramo, you're meant to be eating Shalosh Shudos, be after you've davened mincha, zayt paskin l'maisa, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kaf Chaim, and the Chayodom. Now, if it's difficult for a person to do so, he probably can't do it, he can't manage whatever it is, matzav is, he has to eat Shalosh Shudos now, then he goes to mincha, he won't be able to come back, and about it, he's still allowed, and he roughly should eat Shalosh Shudos even before Mincha in that situation. Okay, let me get weiter, because we've got a lot to do. There is an Oruch, it's Mordechai Oruch HaShulchan. The Oruch HaShulchan says you should bedafke eat it after Mincha. What's the reason? Because our Pikabolah, every single Su'udah was given connected to a Tefillah. Right? Friday night, you have that Su'udah. Then at Shabbos day, you got that Su'udah. When is Shalosh Shudos? After Mincha. As I state, the Oruch HaShulchan, our Pikabolah. We're not going into Kabbalah right now. Yes?
Can you finish your morning meal then?
You sure? 100%? As long as it's not Brachashen in Sricha, as long as it's Shalosh Shudos in Mokum, it's Chadas, all the other Shalos that you know. Let's go back. Until when can you start eating? Right? When are you when is the latest time to wash? So the rest of the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very study test that the latest time to wash is a half an hour before Tzeit, which is basically Shkia. We're not going into the Shailes, if Rabbeinu Tam Shkia, not Rabbeinu Tam, Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. It's a major machlokes in the poskim. If a person is allowed to wash after Shkia, the Chazon Ish was mamish fire against it. A lot of poskim hold that 13 and a half minutes in Eretz Yisrael after Shkia, you can still wash. And that's the mice of what other people are saying. Al pi the Chassidim bedatka, they wash during Bein Hashmoshes and start during Bein Hashmoshes as the Mincha Salazar from Munkach, the Ishal Avram from Buchacha, Shulchan Atoy from Kamana, many different Chassidish Apoiskim used to bedatka wash and start the Suda during Bein Hashmoshes for reasons that we can't go into right now. But Avadu Avoisai, the Chatchila, all before Shkia. A person should try to wash before Shkia in order to be Yaitza this wonderful halacha. Let's move on. No? Oh. Fine. Wine. Does a person have to make Kiddush before Shalosh Shudos? Does a person have to make Kiddush before Shalosh Shudos? Does a person have to? The Torah brings a Shittas HaRambam. And the Rambam says that Avada Shalosh Shudos requires Kiddush. And the Maisa, a lot of the real... Sorry?
Kabbalah?
The people that don't do Shabbos, they don't do my machanim. The Yekis! Oh! The real ones, like the example in England, the Bambergers, for example, they all make Kiddush on Shabbos. Oh, Peter's right, it's a Rambam. My boy said it's a Rambam. And so it's brought down in the talk. Now, Lalacha the Maisa, Avada for most Rishonim, it's not Mashma that way, and Avada person doesn't have to do that, and the Shulchan Aruch paskins the Halacha, that ain't a Tzorech, you do not have to make Kiddush by Shabbos Shudders. We've got Kiddush by night, we've got Kiddush by day, and the Avada is good enough.
Of course,
no, you can do two.
The Rebbe's do,
yeah. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, this one nobody knows, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's toiv lahadir to make a bracha on wine during Shalosh Shudas. Not Kiddush, but just make a bracha on wine to be Yotze Shittas and Rambam. Zukum Shleima Zalman Obach, there's no din of how much you have to drink. It could be only a mashush of a mashush, it doesn't have to be a revius or anything, it doesn't have to be a kois, it's enough to have ektas. I saw some person on a Taina that if one person makes the bracha on wine, he's it to everybody from the table. Again, the Mishnah Berurah brings this down to Halacha Lemaisa, right? And the Maisa, sorry?
In Shalosh Shudas, in a place called Kamarna, they actually wash after Shkia, and he makes the
Hagafim. Kamarna, Minna Kamarna, Shulchan HaToyah, Rebbeisa, you read what goes on in that Shulchan Aruch, you will be poshed on the floor. What he writes, the most unbelievable Shulchan Aruch, that one. The Minna Kamarna. Shulchan HaToyah, wow, he's fire. Fire! I should have read
the
my.
From his
yeah, that's Mamash Rosh Hashanah said the same thing. Okay, let's move on. Lecha Mishnah. Does it require Lecha Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas? So the basis of being a Shibolia Lekat that says there's no Kpeda, you don't have to have Lecha Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas. That Lemaisa, for most Rishonim, we pass in that Avada, we do need Lecha Mishnah. You look at the Rambam, you look at the Matcha, Rabbi Yerucham, Shalosh was a Rashba, the Prima Godim, the Isurua, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Harvada, the Halacha, the Maisa, we do Lecha Mishnah, we do take Lecha Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas, and that's the Maisa, the Psak of the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and the Chashulchan, that Avada, our minig is we do take Lecha Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas. Now, how about if a person during the day wants to have another Suda? A fifth Suda, a full Suda, whatever. He wants to just wash in the middle of the day. Zug the Mishnah Berurah, if you're Makbet, you need Lecha Mishnah. It's not enough for all three sudas. It's any suda that you have on Shabbos Kodesh requires a Lechem Mishnah. Does it have to be covered even on Shalosh Shudas? So this is very interesting. This actually requires at least a 15-minute explanation of why we need to cover the Chalas for Lechem Mishnah. Maybe we'll do that another time.
But
we're going to get this. Enough Kamina, the Gabbai Shalosh Shudas, tremendous. La Locha Lemaisa. You look at the Kapachai, the Ishur Avram, the Ben Ishchai, Avada and Avada. It does need to be covered even on Shalosh Shudas. Even though, like Pesach said, the timing that loved up for all apply. As Raisa will get over there. Okay, couple more minutes. Sorry?
Why do you not say
Kiddush? We don't pass Kiddush. The Rambam does, but we pass another one that we made early on in the day, ask us for the whole day. Avada have to cover it. Avada. There are persons that are Makel, Maskim, or when a Maisa Lechatchila, we should cover it, even in Shalosh Shudas, and for the reason that we can't get into
the Bracha, or any Chals on the table.
No, you ask it, Shailen Lecha Mishnah. Maybe tomorrow we'll get into that then. Because it depends. First you have to know the timing, and then you have to go pizeh into a Kiddush, into all sorts of Shailas. Right? So, it's a good idea. Maybe it's tomorrow. Okay. How about this? What does a person have to eat? Oh, Hashem! There's a mitzvah! We know when to do the mitzvah! We know how to do the mitzvah! We don't know what to eat. Right? What? Gefilte fish. What do you have to eat? Says the Torah, put down also in Shulchan Aruch, that a person is allowed to do Shalosh Shudas with mini targima, which is like snacks. Bazoin, a stick of foods. How do we know that? From Sukkah. Everybody knows the famous Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah says you need how many Sudas on Sukkahs?
Around the whole Sukkah or every day? Two every day.
14 sudas!
Altogether.
Okay, altogether. So the Maisa, we know from there that you have to be yotze with mini tagima. Maybe you could be yotze with mini tagima. Some poskim tiny, no. You could be yotze with fish. You could be yotze a piece of meat. Some poskim hold you can even be yotze with an apple. Or a bunch of grapes. Fruit. How do we pass in the halacha? You look at the Rishonim, and we say it's unbelievable. There's a shita sarif and a rosh and a rambam and a tumah and a shulchan aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. And all say, that Avada you should have pass. Lechatchila lekulei alma maskin. When it comes to Shalosh Shudas, Avada you need pass. The Shalosh b'tiyeved, if you didn't, can it be yotze with other things also? Right? I'm sorry, I forgot to mention the Iran Tosis Marshal Noruch HaShulchan. Let's move on. Why is it bread? Why is it that we need bread? Baba Poshet. What do we say in the beginning? That the Makor of the Shalosh Shudas is the Pasuk. The Pasuk says Ayom three times. So just like the first two Suras of the Kula Alma, nobody will tell you don't have to use bread.
So mainly the third Suda, which is learned from the third Ayom, which comes from the same Pasuk, Havada also needs bread. So Havada lechatchela mitzvah min a mukhah for a person. Yes, beautiful said, beautifully said. It's 100% psachim maskim mitzvah min a mukhah for a person to eat bread for shalosh shudas. Says the Orach HaShulchan, my boys, I'm going to read you a lesson, Orach HaShulchan, Chabad, I didn't bring the minute commander for you. But says the Orach HaShulchan, Chalila lehokel, Chalila to be makel or not have bread, except in a matzah of a choyne. If you're sick, then you can be makel.
Matzah?
Same thing. Says the Orach HaShulchan, listen to this, I'm going to say. And I'm quoting the Orach HaShulchan, the Hamazalzel in Besuda Shlishis, people that are mazalzel in Suda Shlishis, the Yotze Beloy Pass. That means, by the way, that they're not mazalzel and they don't eat shalashudas. No! They eat shalashudas! But they don't have bread. Osid litin esadin. They have to give din the cheshbon why they didn't do so. And the voice, I think it's a double poshut. If you went through the wonderful things that a person does when he actually is mekayim shalashudas, it saves you from such unbelievable things. Why on earth would you not want to invest 5 to 10 minutes of your time on a Shabbos in order to be yotze the shalashudas, have a wash, have a bench? Mabaya takes 5-10 minutes to answer. It's a better worth it. Lom again baita. Okay. So again, if a person is very, very full, and he pushes, can't eat anything, and by eating bread, mamish achila gaso, by him it's not shayach, kenish, I can't do the bread. So but there's a mokim to eat mizoinus, there's a mokim to eat boss of a dogim, peiris, even zayminim. How about Torah?
Shabbos?
No. How about Torah in place of shalashudas? In other words, instead of eating shalashudas, I'll just learn. I'll just learn a plat gemara. What better food can you have than a plat gemara, Psachya? There's a mug in Avraham in Simon Kof Mem Dalet.
What's the reason for grama?
I'm not sure what you mean. Says the Mugan Avraham, we have to finish. Says the Mugan Avraham in Simon Kof Mem Dalet, and he brings up an ep on the Soya Kodesh. No, the Shlah that brings the Zayah Kodesh. So Shimon Bar Yochai himself would not eat Shalashudas, and he would be Osek and Torah instead. Oh, but the Maisan Abad and Abad is not negated to us. If anybody's holding on that Madrega, come to me afterwards, I'd like to meet you personally. Oh, but the Maisan, when holding on the Madrega and Abad, we can't use Torah for Shalashudas. We have to actually enjoy ourselves with Abad food, and that's the Maisan we pass in Aloha the Maisan. Just finish off with the last couple of things. Women, avad the shulchan are paskins that women are avad chayv shal shudas just like men. There is a shmua. I don't know why people do it. Avad and avad, it's a gavaldik azak for people to go to shul. Men go to shul with the rebbes and the rav, whatever it may be. Here, if you chizik a service, rabbi the rabbi, it's a gavaldik azak. But people should never forget. Zukt the shulchan erch mufurish. See vov that a woman is avad chayv shal shudas ein mes man the palik. Right? No shaila. The Ran brings it. The Matchu brings it. Just like the chayv in everything else in Shabbos, the chayv in this also. And just like the pasuk of Ayoyim was talking about everyone in Klal Yisrael, the man was also talking about women as tall, and the Orach HaShulchan says, go and tell women. Why? So the Orach HaShulchan, because they don't know this halacha. The Orach HaShulchan. No. Because again, so they should be, according to you, women don't have to become a Shabbos. No. Why? The answer is, Zechira and Shmira, the Akhazer Bazer, and therefore the Zohar and Shoma, Chai to keep it, therefore they're also Chai and everything else, like Zohar, which is Kiddush, and therefore that's the Chai also in Shadda Shuddas. Otherwise, if you don't say that, then they can do all that, there's a Lachas, they can become a Shabbos, Koy, Chas, Vishalon, Mimela, women of Adol Chai, there's no Shaila Bechlal in it whatsoever, and Azoy Pasal, Abed Atam, Abed Ram, Shukhanor, Bechai, Odom, Nezi, Sokas, Shukhanor, that avada women are chayv. There's no shayla b'chal. Any other shaylas? Oh, is there any mokum to be makel to melamed schus on people that don't eat shalashudas? Again, limud schus. Not saying to do this, but those that don't do it, give me melamed schus. Don't have schus. It's a choshev chiyev. Yes. Now, says the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelit Tazayin. Just spending 20 minutes on that. Says the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelit Tazayin. Simon Yud Zayin, Simon Yud Gimel. He brings down an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says like this. Yechelki me'oichli shalashudas. I want my Chelit to be with those that eat shalashudas. See, what's the title from that Gemara? As a limud schos, that I want to be my Chelit with those that eat shalashudas. Vice versa, he didn't. If it's a chiv, maybe you should. Okay, whatever it may be, about it's a chiv. But for those people that don't, maybe there's a mockim to be makel. And I'm going to quote you a voice say, Moshe have to end. Moshe have to end. Oh, but I'm going to quote you a lashon of the Zichron Torah Moshe. And he says like this. V'oy v'hem la'noshim. Woe is to those men. Ha'mavaklim afilu b'suda achas. Even if the mavakl, one suda. Ki heimarim ba'atzmom. Listen to this. She'enom mizera Yisrael. Kiddi Isa Bezoya. They're showing they're not Jews. People that are mezalzel in Lashon HaShudos. The Chiyuv HaBayis, I didn't have to tell you this. Because the wonderful things that the Rabbanu Shalom promises when you keep Lashon HaShudos should be enough that you want to keep it on your own. But about that, we don't do a mitzvah because of the Schar Shaboy. Or b'shteitu v'hiyuv HaBayis, a person has to be so careful. Especially now, when the time is short. And it's not so gushma because the person is not so hungry. After peeking a person from a kind in the mitzvah to make sure he should eat Lashon HaShudos, bad day would pass. And if it's mamish difficult, should be difficult, then it can be yotza with mezonis, fruits and other things that we've just said, and the main of it is Hashem Rabbi Yisai. Through keeping these halachas, we ourselves will be saved from all the wonderful things, Dinishol Gehem and Chevesh HaMashiach and Mechemes Goy Umogog Be'ez Hashem.